What's up? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit that like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into this conversation. All right, guys. So I never got around to talking about the T.S. Madison interview that was done on the NeNe Leakes show. But TMZ caught up with T.S. Madison, and I want to share this with you guys because I really want to know. I really, really want to know what you think about this, because this is something that I've heard. I have not heard any straight man ever say, but I have definitely heard from either online, not all, but some gay men like Funky Dineva have said things like this, and some trans people have said this, but I don't think I've ever heard a straight man say this. So I want to share this with you guys. I'm going to share my screen because TMZ caught up with T.S. Madison. And yeah, TMZ is definitely messy, but I would say with the way T.S. Madison was speaking, T.S. is messy too, because I highly disagree with what T.S. Madison said to NeNe Leakes. And I'm honestly trying my best to be careful even with what I am saying when I refer to T.S. Madison. So I just keep trying to say T.S. Madison's name. I really don't want to use pronouns, because I'm sorry, I will never believe that a person that has a penis should be called a woman. I'm just not going to say that. Now, if that person has breasts and they are going through the process of transitioning, I don't have an issue calling that person a trans woman or a trans person, but I'm sorry, you're not a woman, and I don't want to be called cis, like they're saying cisgender, cis woman, cis man. I only really hear them say cis woman. I don't think I've ever really heard the term cis man. And also, those people like Funky Dineva and T.S. Madison like to call women fish. And it's just strange. It's weird and it's disgusting, in my personal opinion. So I want to share this video with you guys, and I really want to know what you guys think. This is a clip from the NeNe Leakes show first that I'm going to play.
Well, if you meet somebody that's just good for me, let me know. Because
would you date him if I know him?
Yeah, that doesn't. Do you only know gay men?
Well, I don't date gay men.
Well, okay. Well, I you know, when you guys be saying that, that's weird.
Why?
Because what do you mean you don't date gay men? Because if he is sleeping with you, mm-hmm, and sleeping with a woman, he's something.
Well, he's not gay.
What is he?
He's definitely not gay.
He's bi?
Listen, because if a man come in here and he looks at me and you.
Yeah. What is he?
Well, he likes women.
Yeah, because he doesn't know.
And if he does know, he likes women.
Okay. Now, so, but what is he?
What? So if he even knows that a trans person is a trans person and he still decides to go there, that still means that he likes women? What are you even talking about?
Well, that would possibly, it's a possibility.
He's bisexual?
He could be bi or he could be pan.
I don't want to date him.
NeNe, if you've dated
him. I need you to like.
NeNe, if you've
Hello
dated.
Hello Kitty, if all the time.
If you've dated men.
Yes.
If you've dated men, there's a possibility in your life that.
He's been with a man.
He's been with something.
What do you mean he been with something?
See, and what do you mean been with something? Because if somebody called T.S. Madison a thing, I guarantee you that T.S. would not be happy about it. So, like, why are you not being direct? That just doesn't make sense to me.
He's been outside. I mean, here's the thing. I know that women consider trans women men because we were born male. Mm-hmm. But there's a difference between being man and male.
I get it. But you, mm-hmm,
what's the difference? Because I mean, when it comes to just biological males, period, I have said this, there's a difference between being a male any man, but I'm talking about when it comes to maturity levels, responsibilities, things like that. Not every male operates as a man, just like not all like dads and fathers. You've heard that, you know, that lingo before. Not every father is a dad or whatever. So it's like, but what are you talking about?
You have your part.
That's great.
So he could love you and think you're so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I want to sleep with you.
There are men who deal with me that won't touch my parts. Anytime you see
But does he know it's there?
Yeah, he knows it's there. I'm not hiding it.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Well, I'm quite sure if Nene Leakes and most women that are dealing with a man and that man has dealt with T.S. Madison or anybody like T.S. Madison, they would want to know that, so that they can make the decision to say, you know what, I don't want to go there, because obviously you have some choices that I don't agree with. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So that was a little trip down memory lane. That happened about a month ago or so, but this is what I really wanted to share with you guys. So let's just go ahead and get into this.
I'm here addressing a lot of backlash I got for doing Nene Leakes' interview, you know, and I don't think it was backlash. I think that it was just me having a full conversation about, you know, what people are really talking about, you mm-hmm. know. I think that the world is so mixed up with people thinking like, you know, men don't like trans women or straight men don't like trans women or whatever.
A lot of people feel like the people who are mixed up in the world, and I'm not trying to be shady, but I'm just being honest. A lot of people feel like are mixed up are the T's in the LGBTQ. I'm not in a community. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I have heard some B's and G's and even some L's say that the T's are the ones that really screw it up for them, because it's like, what are you all doing? What are you all talking about? You know what I mean? Wanting women to like identify, like they want to identify themselves as full W's or full women when you weren't born that way. You're not. And it's not fair, because it's like you're trying to cancel out the W's, the women, and say that you are women too. And so, yeah, a lot of people feel like they're the ones that are mixed up in this world. I'm just saying.
These are these people's identity. People can identify what they choose. I said that the very first time when they were saying there was only two genders. Nene represents 90% of women who feel that way. But, you know, it's a real thing out here. Like, you can't, if you go down a man's Rolodex, you don't know what a man has done. Like, you don't know how real he's keeping it with you. A lot of women ask men to be upfront and honest, but then you don't leave the floor open, you know, for them to tell you all their dirty laundry.
So a lot of people, you know, were saying that Nene was being transphobic, you know. What do you say to those people? Do you feel like she was?
I don't think that Nene was necessarily being transphobic. I think that her thoughts like are rooted into pieces of stuff that's been passed down. Like, you know, do I think that she sees me as a man? Yes, I do think that she sees me as a man. Do I think that she respects me on the surface as a trans woman? Probably, maybe not.
Oh my God. But when you pull your pants down or your dress up, whatever, and we only know this because he's told us, right? You have a penis. So yeah, she's gonna see you as a man, just like a lot of people would. And don't blame us, because it's like what we have always known, and it will always be this way. I don't care how much time evolves. If you are born with a penis, you are going to be a male. It's not what the doctor assigned at birth. It's what you had when you were in your mother's womb. And I'm not even trying to sound like some Bible thumper or a religious person. That's just when a woman is going to get an ultrasound, and when they find out what the gender of the child is, if they choose to do that, it's either going to be a male or a female. a girl or a boy. And you know how they identify that? They identify it by what's between their legs. So I'm sorry if you don't like that, but that is the freaking truth. So yeah, Nene and a whole lot, but the majority of the people are going to see you as a man. Absolutely. You're a child, so you're a boy. And then when you grow up, it's supposed to be boys to men, right? And I'm not talking about the singing group. So that's not her fault. Don't get mad at her because that's just what it is. But all of this stuff about what the doctor assigned at birth, that's no. And again, like I said, I'm not trying to sound like one of these Bible thumping people that's out here talking about, you know, science and all the other stuff, because God created science. God allowed doctors to exist to perform medical procedures and all this other stuff. So I'm sorry, I'm not going down that rabbit hole, but I am of the belief that yes, there's two, male, female, boy or girl. You ain't ever going to see a woman pregnant and they're getting an ultrasound and a doctor's going to say, yeah, this is a, in the rare instances now, there are hermaphrodites, and that are, that is, and I'm not even trying to explain that because I don't know, but that's different. I'm sorry. That, and the hermaphrodite are those that have both genitalia. And I don't even want to know what that looks like or how that works. I'm just saying, that's something I learned in middle school when they were talking about it during sex ed. That's the extent of my knowledge on that one, guys.
I don't know. I mean, she's respectful enough to use my pronouns as she and her, but like deep down inside, it's just like, you're a man, I'm a woman, I don't want to date no man that's ever dated with you. But girl, this, you live in Atlanta. Girl, you live.
See, and that's where I wanted to go. Yes, we have heard the stories. We know about the statistics of the HIV rates and all the other stuff and whatever when it comes to Atlanta. But see that right there? What she's saying is dangerous. It's like, well, girl, you live in Atlanta, so chances are you're the men that you're going to be with, they have been with men. And that is her, that is T.S. Madison implying that all men are gay. And I've heard Funky Dineva say that years ago too, talking about, you know, sexuality is fluid, and I believe all men deep down inside like men, and they may not act on it and whatever. And that's just not fair. That's like saying all women are lesbians and we're all, no, it's not. That is not true. I don't believe all men are dogs. I don't believe all women are whores. I hate these just complete blanketed labels and stereotypes. And what T.S. Madison is doing is dangerous. And basically putting suspicion in every woman's mind to think that at some point in time, your man probably been with a man. But see, really deep down, you know, T.S. Madison talking about deep down. No, deep down, it's what T.S. Madison would like. It, because, you know, when T.S. Madison was on the Nene Leigh show and saying that the, that T.S. Madison does not date gay men, what are you talking about? You don't date gay men, but you have a ding-a-ling and you are dating men. How could they not be gay or at least bisexual? That just doesn't make sense.
Live in Atlanta. Girl, you live in Atlanta, girl.
Have you talked to Nene since that sit down? And
I've texted her. Mm-hmm. I've texted her and said hi and hello, mm-hmm. whatever. I've liked her stuff, whatever. She's came under a few of my videos and stuff, and she's like, I mean, I don't have any problem with Nene. She thinks like your aunt or thinker or your neighbor, or you know, she's a black woman that's. Thinks
a lot of black women,
a lot of black women think that way. So yeah. It's just like, I didn't,
it's just black women. That's not a black woman thing, that's a woman thing.
I didn't really take offense to it, but I did go back and I was like a little bit like, girl, you should be more progressive than this. You're surrounded by gay people. You're surrounded by gay and trans people, girl. You should be a more progressive in your thinking.
Okay, so because she has a gay assistant, maybe a few, I don't know. makeup artists, stylists, people that work with her on her show or whatever, and they're gay. Those are working relationships, and maybe some are friends, but she's not dating them. So that's basically T.S. Madison saying, NeNe Leakes should be okay with being with men that have been with men because you hire gay people to work for you or with you, or you have a few people that you call friends that are gay. So you should be okay with having sex with a man that likes to have sex with other men, and even possibly T.S. Madison, or has been there, has gone there. But I don't like that. I don't like that blanketed, you know, you live in Atlanta, girl. You should just be more progressive. Huh? What? Is her body her choice? And if she chooses not to let some man slide up in her, that has been sliding up in men and possibly sliding up in T.S. Madison, she has a right to say, you ain't gonna be sliding up in me. So for T.S. Madison to get offended and to say that NeNe Leakes should be more progressive and think more freer or whatever, no. No. And that's why the politics stuff bothers me when it comes to these labels of Republican and Democrat or whatever, because I'm far from any of those. But the truth of the matter is, even though these Republicans love to just label Black people as Democrats, because they are most of the time the ones that are voting Democratic, they're voting their own best personal interest to be able to live in this nation more comfortably. But the truth of the matter is, a lot of them are a whole lot more conservative than Republicans give them credit for. And this is one of those areas where a whole lot more Black people are conservative when it comes to sexuality. Now, you know, we've seen a whole lot more so-called freer thinking and freer living with a lot of these younger people when it comes to them talking about their body count and how they're operating, you know, and, you know, the people who are in music now, the majority of the female rap artists, it's all about sex, everything that they're talking about and whatever. But that, you know, type of stuff, I feel like it's just one of those things when it comes to the times and how music changes or so-called evolves. I don't think it's evolved. I actually think it's gone into the gutter, but that's my personal opinion because I don't listen to any of that junk. But I'm just saying, it doesn't take away from the fact that more Black people are conservative in their thinking and in their living than they get credit for. And this is one of those areas. A lot of us just don't understand that transgender, you know, message and the stuff that comes along with it, especially when they just try to lump all men into the same category and also say, well, they're not gay, but yet you were or are still, because if you still have your penis, you're a man. That's just my personal belief. And I believe medically that is the case as well. So I'm not trying to hate or bash or degrade or anything like that. But come on, guys, this is ridiculous. And this is the type of stuff that has gotten MAGA, not all of it, but, you know, because we know a lot of that hate train operates on racism and prejudice. But they've used these types of issues to bolster them up, to make it seem like they're taking over the nation. And that's not true. It's not. I don't believe that the majority of people in the LGBTQ community are predators, or they're out to, I don't know, hypnotize or indoctrinate your children to make them whatever, because actually the statistics show that gay parents, like a couple that have children, the children are not gay. The majority of the children are actually heterosexual. So I'm definitely not here to say that. But when it comes to the transgender stuff, it is definitely confusing. Even RuPaul, I actually really admire RuPaul. I have for a long time. RuPaul will let you know up and down, I am not a woman. I don't want to be a woman. I do this for a living, dressing up in makeup and hair and the dresses, the drag of it all. And he has built an empire from that. But RuPaul has been out here since I've seen when I was in middle school, and I'm in my 40s now. Okay. But RuPaul will let you know up and down. I don't want to be a woman. Never want to be a woman. I'm happy to have all my parts when I take all of this stuff off. And I respect that about RuPaul. Okay. And I've never seen anything that RuPaul has done except express just, you know, love and caring and having fun. All of this stuff that T.S. Madison and some of the people like T.S. Madison are doing, it is absolutely confusing. And when it comes to trying to imply that all men like men and you don't sleep with gay men, yeah, you sleep with gay men. Because I'm sorry, if a man is sleeping with T.S. Madison, especially, you know, you are a delusional person if you think that the men that you're sleeping with are not gay, period. I don't even want to go into all of the nitty gritty details about all of that, but I'm just basically saying when T.S. Madison gets on the camera to talk to TMZ and basically say, girl, Nene, you live in Atlanta. You just need to succumb to the fact that the men that you are sleeping with, or if you are sleeping with men, they have been with men or they want to be with men. And I don't believe that. I don't. So I want to know what you guys think. So please let me know your thoughts in the comment. And I'm also highly offended because I have a cousin that is not from Atlanta, but lives in Atlanta. And I know he ain't about that life. So stop putting all men who live in Atlanta in that category. Okay.
Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and I'm going to say bye.